Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I've gotten into a healthy habit this winter. At least twice a week, I've been having oatmeal for breakfast, and I must say I'm enjoying it. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it got me thinking, how many variations on oatmeal are there?
Probably about as many trees as you've got in a forest.
Yeah.
I mean, oatmeal, it's one of the easy dishes to doctor up, and the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
But first, I commend your habit of eating oatmeal for breakfast. It's definitely got great nutrition. It is heart healthy for sure. And, it's just good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's really good to hear.
Right.
Let's talk about the basic types of oatmeal. What have we got here?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it comes down into how much time you want to invest in this project.
Mm-hmm.
There's instant oatmeal. I mean, just that. It's little packets. Not terribly high in quality, though. There are the quick cooking rolled oats. Those are a little better. Then you have more of the traditional rolled oats, like the classic Quaker little cylinder can, the thing you always can find, right?
Yeah.
They'll take a little longer, but I highly recommend taking the time to use the steel cut oats.
Mm-hmm.
These oats, they're lightly processed. They're cut into little bits. They retain a tremendous amount of nutrients. They're super chewy. But these, they take a good 20 minutes to cook, so this is not a quick project.
Well, I mean, if you have kind of a laid-back lifestyle, I think it would be good. No rush, no fuss.
Yeah, I mean, and in my mind, it's worth the time for sure.
Sure. In terms of what we cook our oats in, I suppose we can choose between water and milk?
Yep, yeah, and that's obviously just a preference, richness,
mm-hmm.
You just, either choice, you're just going to bring your liquid to a boil and add the oats.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for like a 2-to-1 ratio, just like you are with rice.
Ah, okay.
And, you can, when they're done, then you can, if you really want to make them a little richer, you can add, a little heavy cream or some yogurt. That'll just make it much richer.
Well, in terms of all the extras, we have the sweeteners, which would be honey and maple syrup and various sugars. We have the fruit of all kinds, and we have nuts or coconut for texture. One of my favorite things is to chop up Fuji apples, which I love, and then some walnuts.
Oh, yes. Again, once you've got the basic oatmeal, there's more to the matrix that you can add. It's pretty easy,
Yeah.
You can even go like pumpkin puree, mashed up bananas, grated carrots. You can go savory, add special herbs and spices. You can even add in vegetables. I mean, butter sautéed zucchini are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You can even eliminates the sweets entirely and go with like a cheddar cheese sautéed onions and sausage version.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it works with the simple flavor of oatmeal no matter what you do.
Yeah, it's kind of a good canvas for things.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen several recipes that use different types of grains and seeds.
Yes. I like flax seeds. Quinoa is always good. Wild rice can be put in there. You just have to be careful about cook times and making sure those things are cooked thoroughly. And if you're going to do that, you're going to want to use those steel cut oats.
Because it takes
time. But anyway,
time.
You can boost the flavor with these things and texture for sure.
Yeah. If I was feeling decadent, how about some dessert?
Of course. Chocolate, of course. You can fairly simple. Just do cocoa powder, chocolate pudding, banana slices, pecans, But you get the picture.
I do.
Anything sweet would make it delicious.
That's great. Thanks, Jerry. We'll put this all on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.